episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
The following podcast contains sounds of ice in beer, possibly cigarettes being smoked, and random noises of doors squeaking. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Thank you very much, whoever you were. On the Monday the 9th, number nine. What a good date to do it on, number nine. The broadcasting, the hidden, why is number nine so important with broadcasting numbers? I've talked about this before. On the 9th of February, 2026, episode number 51 of Be Told. I'll Be Told. And I'll actually go back on that. And anyone that's a new listener, every single AM station in the Winnies, Sydney, or the whole of Australia, I would say, 873-954-702, all add up to nine if you know how to do your mathematics. And a lot of you probably don't, but start doing it, and it'll keep your brain functioning. I'll just say that. It'll keep your brain functioning. Just been having a great conversation with one of my awake friends who sadly went out and took a vaccine back in the day. So, and it was very upsetting when he did that, but he's still alive, no problems whatsoever. So hopefully it was just psychosomatic. I want to talk about psychosomaticism. Not anti-Semitism, psychosomaticism. You're often hypnotizing yourself when you wake up and say, good morning, if you understand the English language, your subconscious does, guaranteed, good and morning. Says it, is it. Morning is when someone passes off this mortal coil. Good is something that's great. It's not a good thing if someone passes off this mortal coil. So you're sitting doing the self-hypnotism stuff that I've been on about. Listen to the last two episodes of Be Told. Be Told. And we were just having this great, fantastic conversation because he's in the building industry and he's awake and he can see what's going down. They're destroying the infrastructure, you know, the superannuation of Australian workers by spending so much on this infrastructure. That's, you know, with 50 people with one shovel all staring at it and one person analysing what they should do with it. This is literally what you're seeing. And I've suggested there's a giant global, or the West, not global, but these orange people bad, orange man bad, dig there with the colours. All these people in orange annoying you everywhere, doing infrastructure that, yes, some of it's needed. It's never enough. And it's always, if they needed four lanes, they'll build two, but they'll fuck up your life for a long time doing it. Pardon for the language, but language warning as well. I should have got that guy to mention there's a language warning on a Be Told show. Non-stop, guaranteed. So, yeah, again, I come in here for probably 55 minutes to an hour, maybe less, maybe more. But I've just been Today, very interesting. And I'm now, you know, alone in my giant house. Well, not that big, but big enough. All my children have now left the coop. Is it what they say? The coop? The nest? Two overseas and one interstate. And I'm alone with my cat roaming around bored out of his brain. So today it was raining, so I didn't have the excuse to go outside and do what I should do, i.e. a lot of gardening and painting my rear of my house. And I thought, I'm going to watch a movie. And I went in there and grabbed, I was going through my quite a lot of hard copy, which I recommend to people out there. Do not rely on Netflix. It can just disappear. Boom. But old technology, i.e. old videos and old DVDs, hang on to them, and CDs. And I watched Enemy of the State again. I have not watched that since it came out. Was it the 90s or late 80s? Possibly the 90s. With Will Smith, a man, an actor who fucked his career up beyond belief with that false slapping thing that he did. Why did he do that? Was that part of a humiliation ritual? I would say so. I would say so. Anyway, he redeems himself. He redeemed himself again because he is fairly good in that the role of the guy that's the lawyer that gets mixed up with footage of a politician getting murdered while up because he was trying to bring in this telecommunications bill that was going to be very unpopular. Now, this movie has so much predictive programming in it with 9/11, it's not funny. The most blatant one is when Angelina Jolie's father, his details come up when Will Smith and Gene Hackman, who's fantastic, Gene Hackman's one of the best actors in the show. He's the most likable guy ever. Mysterious death, a conspiracy theory here, conspiracy theorist here, mysterious death. But when, what's his name? The actor that's Angelina Jolie's father, I'll Google it so I can say it. But, you know, these are the things that I forget when I'm in the middle of doing a show, all the time. Anyway, his birthday was 9/11 when it comes up on the screen. Like The Matrix when, Neo, as his birth date is backdated, it's got 9/11/2001. It's way more blatant in that film that I stood around working on. I could have gone, if I'd known, if I could go back in time, I'd go back to the night I was roaming around, or many nights on that set, find the picture of that license and pinch the license if I could, if it was sitting around on set, and have it here as proof, hard copy proof of predictive programming of 9/11. Up there with The Patriot, which came out exactly 1 year prior to the towers going down. If you've been on fakeologist.com, you'll know what I'm talking about here. The whole thing was a giant ritual and pre-organized, and nobody died, nobody got hurt, paraphrasing the legendary Dave J. All organized. And if you want to listen to the best stuff, look, even Brian Staveley, to me, probably the breakdown he did was one of the best. And then he went south and started going on about the Mandela effect. Absolute psyop, guaranteed. Absolute psyop. But I really enjoyed the film again. I hadn't watched it for 30-something years. Picked up. You're listening to Be Told.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
And you're listening to Be Told, episode number 51 on the ninth of February. Yeah, so back to Enemy of the State. I took a few notes, and I've got to start doing this more often now that I'm a sad, lonely old man with a cat. The cat's got cobwebs all over her head. What she's done was, she just ran out the door. Some of the notes I took say that Will Smith's wife looks a spitting image of Michelle Obama, but she actually looks like a real woman as opposed to Michelle Obama. But same kind of face. There's a scene in it. They're watching CNN and the talking head, just remember the last show, talking head, don't switch that dial. Don't touch that dial, as Lemmy said. Great song. What a great song that was. Last show, episode number 50, Be Told. Yeah, all of a sudden a talking head starts, he goes, when a building explodes, people start taking notice or whatever. He says that out loud. When buildings start exploding, people take notice. That is a word into your psyche. It was also a Christmas movie. Now, Die Hard, Eyes Wide Shut, blatant Christmas movies, and the same patterns of lights are in the scenes all the time. These multicolored lights. This is all part, again, of the hypnosis thing by movies that we were talking about in the last episode or the one before, that Hans Utter and crew on the shows that are breaking down the Manchurian Candidate shows are called. 15 to 18 episodes, 18 shows, is so much stuff getting broken down on those episodes. Highly recommend. Go to William Ramsey's or Sean McCann's The Wake the Dead shows, highly recommended. A lot of listening there. So, yeah, it was a Christmas movie, just like Die Hard and Eyes Wide Shut. And you get to see these coloured lights all the time in scenes. And I'm telling you that these aren't just there. They're there. There's a reason for it. Is it subconscious reminding you at the beginning it's a new year, beginning of a new age, et cetera, et cetera? I would say so. They're there. Product placement all the way through, but that's normal for a movie. Like Seinfeld will have, you know, the companies like the breakfast cereals were all paying millions of dollars into the funds. And this one had Mont Blanc pens. It had bits and pieces that were all guaranteed product placement, and a huge sum of money went into the budget from product placement. It was basically about the National Security, NSA, and you had Jack Black, and I think it is that Seth, what's his name from Family Guy, or is it another well-known, is it kind of red-headed actor in it? All of the kind of protagonists that are working under Angelina Jolie's father, well, more about him later, were all kind of what you call your knockabout idiots in movies, Jack Black particularly, but the other four were the same. And it features, there's a lot of truth in that film, for sure. But what now, if you watch it in 2026, unfortunately for you, it's gone on steroids. What they had then and what they were mucking around with and telling you they had, which was a lot of truth, giant banks of screens everywhere and digital everything. And that came. Now, when I first watched that movie, you did not see any of that, things like that. Your TVs were still fat, big, fat things, not thin screens that you could put on a wall like a picture. So there was a lot of truth in that film back in the early 90s or late 80s when it came out. Product placement, they're all kind of idiot actors that played the bad guys, except for the main actor that played the bad guy. I'll have to look him up. What's his name? Angelina Jolie's father. Why can I not remember something as simple as that? Because that movie he did with Julia Roberts' brother about the runaway train, that was fantastic. And it came to me. Was it Joe? No. Josh? No. It's coming into my head. John Voight. Yeah, I was just about to press Google and I didn't need to. See, my brain's still functioning in a more diminished state, slightly more diminished state. Now I have to make sure I don't cut myself off here. You know, I'm in green. Excellent. John Voight. Back to John Voight. So I'll just sideline here and probably forget everything I was talking about before. But when we talk about made to be families, like the Brolins, I was talking about them last week, Josh and his father, who was a lead, fantastic actor in the movie that really I was interested in back in the day, the Amityville Horror, total hoax, 100%. But so John Voight's brother, so you've got three brothers, right? What are the odds? One of them becomes a singer-songwriter that wrote that song, which I suggest is a hymn to the Lucifer, the Call Me Angel of the Morning, which is about the Venus, the Angel of the Morning. Famous songwriter, his brother. Forget his name. His name is not Voight, though, so it's very hard to... But just Google John Voight and you'll see that. And his other brother is a tectonic expert scientist. So you got three massive important people in one family, bloodline, the Voights. And now he's a Trump fan, big time, John Voight. And, you know, having his... Angelina Jolie, I found extraordinarily attractive up until she started putting horns on her head in almost every scene in every movie she went into, particularly the Sleeping Beauty or whatever it was. Up to no good. And then she married, and did they have tranny children? At least one of them was being reared female to male. And she definitely looks like Brad Pitt, so he was definitely the father of her child, or whatever. Now, my takeaway that no one else has brought up are guaranteed, or have they? Is that throughout the movie is this random mention of blenders, and now that could be something to do with a product. A placement, there's no blending company there's no name on the blender, but I would say that the blender is not a MacGuffin, but it's something else. If you know what a MacGuffin is, it's a narrative device. But is it a narrative device? I'll have to get Dave or someone else to reanalyze this movie. They keep bringing up the blender all the time. And this is a blender that you blend your drinks with. Will Smith, but there's no brand, like it doesn't say Barmex or, whatever. I've got one here. What brand is it? Sunbeam. There's no mention of a brand, but they keep bringing up blender all the way through that movie. There's a there. There is a there, guaranteed. What is it? Do not ask me. They also drop a few things about, you know, that their excuses that they were using when they get caught. Is that, I was on an STO. And the guy says, FBI guy goes, what's an STO? As if he didn't know. It's a standard training operation. And this is what was used on 9/11. Standard STOs. I think there was 30 or 40 STOs going on that day around those towers. And that was doing what I did. And I was part of the largest... basically, crowd control shutdown of a city in 1997 on the Matrix. And I can't remember how many of us there was. And no, I'm not in the military. I have never been in the military. And I'm not a Freemason. There you go. Or any of them. Not like IPS. I think he's ticked a few of those boxes. No one would have, none of them would have me. The Scientologists certainly threw me out of the building when I started saying things about them, when they tried to put me on the those testing meters. But, yeah, so I worked on the Matrix. We had to clear the entire CBD or the front, the main CB, the business, central business district of Sydney for the shot of the helicopter going around shooting empty streets. I was there actively stopping people walking out the front door of their house. Dressed in black. So it can be done, but STO. And so half of these, your false shootings, et cetera, are just a step. Guys thinking they're on a standard training operation. It goes live to the media and they've probably signed a contract and they don't want to lose their jobs or whatever, and they're not going to talk about it. We're guaranteed. Nothing happened when we did The Matrix. The movie came out and it was a that was a proud moment for the guy that organized it, who I knew personally very well, my boss, not the Special Forces one. He'd passed away, sadly, the year before, but another guy who organized that entire CBD. Every street, we had to have guys on every corner, on certain buildings that were still open. It was a Saturday morning at about 7 a.m. thereabouts, was it? Maybe earlier. Maybe we started about 4:30 in the morning. And a chopper comes flying around. There was no one on the street, so they didn't use CGI on The Matrix. It was all real hard work that went into emptying the streets. Can be done. And that's what happened. How many years later? 4 years later, in Manhattan, when they cleared the area and stopped people going down the streets and just had crisis actors and unwitting dupes that would have been there just standing around thinking, you know, a whole lot of smoke comes around the corner and dust and, cue panic, and that's very easy to do, very easy. And it was all filmed. When I watched it, I just said, this is Independence Day. I literally was watching it going, this looks exactly like Independence Day. The scenes of the explosions and the people running. And I reckon that they possibly used that to film some of the crowd control or the crowd shots in the film, in the film 9/11 on 2001, the September the 11th. Guaranteed. Again, it can be done. I was part of one. I've seen it done. Completely shut CBD down. But it's got to be done on a day where there's not a lot of people around. And on this case, it was Monday morning, about 8 o'clock in the morning in America. The one we did was Saturday morning, where most of the business district were not at work. So it was easily done. There's still lots of people roaming around. And I had to, and I'm very good at this, talking. You had to say to someone, can you just wait here for 10 minutes, please? And look convincing, even if they were in a hurry, to say, look, we're doing this film and we need this shot. Can you please just not go out for 10 minutes? And it went smoothly and it was a fantastic success. I've got a reference in my employment thing that explains what I did and how I worked on it. So who wouldn't want to employ me? Be told. Joking. So I've been self-employed since then. Anyway, yeah, so that's the what else was it to pick up on the movie? I just thought Gene Hackman is fucking – you put him in a movie, he is just likable, trustworthy, and he's just a guy like from Popeye Doyle and The French Connection, et cetera, et cetera. He's just it was a great actor. And like music, how many actors out there have we got these days that are of that caliber? Hardly any. That you can just, whatever movie they appear in, they're fantastic. Yeah, there is a few, but not anyone likable. And you've got your George Clooney's, do not trust him. Brad Pitt, pathetic. Tom Cruise, really? You know, really? How does he do this? He's a Scientologist. That's how he does it. And did you know, this is interesting, I listened to column, UK column, that the Falun Gong are basically Scientologists, and that's why the Chinese government has suppressed them, because they are literally part of that aliens cult. Aliens are helping us, they're eating our organs, et cetera, et cetera. And that's got something to do with the Falun Gong. And I trusted, I thought, oh, geez, they're being prosecuted. You know, the Chinese government doesn't like them. By the sound of it, with good reason, if they are linked with the Scientologists, and yes, they are, they sound very hubbardish, if you know what that means, hubbardish. The head of them lives in New York now, of course, Has a giant amount of people. What he says is that, oh, the Chinese government are much more evil aliens controlling them than it, because our members, as we do more prayer, our organs become more delicious and they need to eat them. But the American ones are the same, but they're not as malicious as the Chinese ones. This is what he says. Were you aware of that when you see them standing on the street? Possibly not. Possibly not. So, yeah, so what else have I written there? Tesla built in. Oh, no. Well, yeah, that's the other thing. So today I decided to watch the movie on a video player, a DVD player, sorry. And I was trying to watch it, and all of a sudden it kept skipping out and changing. I'm telling you now that, CDs and DVDs have built-in obsolescence. They are not built to last forever. This is part of this whole, so they'll be able to just, you know, our history can just be deleted after a certain amount of time. There'll be nothing left. You'll go to plug in your DVD or whatever, and it's just not going to work. This is already starting to happen today on this, it was not an old version, but it would have come out, you know, 10 years ago with extras and stuff. So built-in obsolescence is with all the stuff. And one day I had one of my children who'd watched that movie, that made Walkmans cool again, the science fiction one from, here we go again. Huge fucking movie, and it had a huge cast, and the hero protagonist runs around holding it, playing a Walkman with a cassette in it, like I did back in the old days. Whatever it's called. He said, "Dad, have you got any?" And I found four in my house that I'd kept. Sony Walkmans, high-end and low-end ones. Not one of them, when you put batteries in, worked. It's almost like there was some kind of weird, and I'm talking about high expensive ones from the 90s and older ones from the 80s. They were not work. There was something wrong with their winder, every one of them. They were just unused for a certain amount of time. So technology has built an obsolescence in it. And that's what's going to happen when you, unless you're keeping, how do you do it? Records. You can't stop records. And I've got 78, I'm talking about 400 of them here in my room. And I can wind up my two gramophones that I've got and play music from 1925 right now. So should we all be putting our truth onto records and 78s? Yes. Can you do that? No. There's a sad answer there. No. But if you could, that's the only thing that's going to stay workable. Because all these people that are saving these flash drives and stuff like that, I'm telling you now, these things have got inbuilt, built-in obsolescence. They're just going to just fade out in the next 20, 30 years. So all your technologies and stuff you've kept on your flash drives that you're going to bury somewhere if there's a massive big electro flash thing that destroys all our technology. These things are just not going to work. So old records, yes. Write things down. There you go. And can you write things down? Will it stay? Can you just bury it? We've got to discuss this in the future. You're listening to B-Tow.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going to truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate.
Thank you very much. What a wonderful bumper from the truthmeets.com. Send them some money. This is boutique. You're on a boutique, genuine, non mainstream network here, or truthmeets.com. Send them some money. Send 20 cents. Rollo, are you out there? 20 cents, 30 cents, $10, $33, $1 million, whatever. And if you're going to send $1 million, just send me, if you're that kind of rich, send me some so I can pay my mortgage off and not go to work anymore. I'm too old to go to work. Joking, joking. Anyway, back to what are we talking about? You know, the movie, technology, et cetera. Yeah. So your video machines, can you even buy one? Well, I found one, and it's probably the last manufactured one from about 10 years ago. It's a DVD and video machine, so I can, if I do find a copy of the James Bond movie with the braces that got removed digitally on the DVD version, Moonraker, I'll be able to do it. I just haven't found a copy of VHS of She Had Braces On, a Be Told, no arguments entered into. Everyone that went to see that movie remembers the scene where Jaws looks at her, she smiles, she looks metal teeth just like him. That was the joke. They removed it digitally, deliberately feeding into the whole Mandela effect to make you feel like you've lost your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful beer. Better beer. Better beer. They should be paying me. They would not want to be associated with me. I'll just tell you that quietly. Anyway, I was talking about empaths, or thinking about empaths before, and what is an empath? A lot of people call themselves empaths. I would identify, when I drive to the gym, I go past several, I'm semi-regional, so I see a lot of people with properties. And these people, for some reason, a lot of them have a single horse living by themselves, looking miserable and lonely whenever I drive past. And I immediately feel sorry for them and have to say it. And I go, oh, you poor horse. The people that bought them are usually women. They've probably had a daughter.
Mummy, I want a horse. Mummy, I want a horse. I'm going to hold my breath till I turn blue.
And they've gone out and bought a horse for the said whatever, or just because, oh, look, we've got a property now, darling. I've always wanted a horse. And these poor fucking horses are standing there bored, fucking brainless because they've lost interest in them. I know, I can tell. I can tell the way they're just sitting there. And there's, in one case, there's three in a row in different properties. And I'm like, can't you just put them all in together so they can talk to each other? No, they don't do that. And this has been going on. And these horses don't just live for 5 years like a 9 years like a dog. They can live for 30 or 40 years. And they're sitting there on this property. The daughter's grown up and gone or whatever. Maybe they put in a bridle and ride around for a little bit on a Saturday. But the rest of the time, it's just sitting there looking lonely. That's empathy. I feel empathy for animals. Not all animals. I do. But the person, there's a lot of people that call themselves empaths. And when I was briefly, and thank God for that, back of, some years ago on dating sites, I ran into a couple of what you would call alleged faux empaths that put empaths on their little bio. Put faces that did not look anything like they did when I met them, you know, in one particular case, she'd used the early day version of that thing that kind of makes the eyes big and like cartoonish. And I thought, that's what attracted to me to her. I didn't realize that's not what her eyes looked like. And the only thing that was much bigger than what she said was her arms. She told me she was petite and little and stuff like that. When we met in the pub, I was like, hang on a minute, darling. Your eyes aren't the same size as what you showed me, and your arms are much bigger than the ones you showed me. And I got out of that scene, and let me just tell you now, I do not regret it. The whole dating scene now in 2026 with all the different things, the Tinder thing particularly, which I never, ever, ever, ever went on. I went on to a high, upmarket, whatever, eHarmony, blah, blah, blah. paid $200 and something, but yeah, every time you met someone, a majority of them were, you got on with them 100%. But I would suggest that these dating sites are just harvesting your information, because you get a really, really, really basic questionnaire before you go on eHarmony. But you have to put everything down, and that basically is like going straight into the AI now, and they know exactly how you were feeling on that particular day. And, but yeah, no, thank goodness. But yeah, if someone tells you they're an empath, they're probably a psychopath. I'll just say that. I hate to say that. If you have this virtue signal by calling yourself an empath on your bio, means that you're not one and you're a psychopath, pretending to be an empath to attract a real empath, possibly. Because I would definitely identify as someone that feels, and it keeps your brain. The best thing about if you are an empath, it fixes so many problems. Because if someone does something wrong to you, if you can be empathetic, you can say, well, this is the reason they like this. I can understand they were probably because of this happened, and you can forgive people really easily. That's the way I see it. I don't know why I'd write that down. This is how I'm doing it now. I'm writing it. If it comes into my head, I'll write it down. And so the other thing that I want to keep talking about, I mentioned the moon landings and the whole link between I Dream of Jeannie, self-hypnosis, Bewitched, Command, and then the bright flashing lights of the stroboscopic brainwash that you got via Kubrick's 2001 Space Odyssey. That's what happened to most people. If you were into space back in 1968, you straight away went to that movie. You took your children to it because it was a general admission. And you got hypnotized by those incredible bright flashing lights and scenes, particularly the last bit of the movie. Guaranteed. And then that allowed this whole collection of brainwashed people to just believe the Nixon could phone up two guys, a Mason and a Catholic on the moon, or possibly Yuri Gagarin's alter ego, Neil Armstrong, with an old black phone in the Oval Office, make a phone call straight through to the moon when I cannot even ring someone down at the shopping center I was just at before because there's fuck all service there. Somehow Nixon 969 made a phone call to the moon using an old Bakelite black phone with a dial. Am I speaking to Neil? Yes, you're Mr. President, this is Neil. Oh, this is fantastic. America salutes you. Fuck off. Really? But if you went to see 2001 Space Odyssey and you were hypnotized that space is real and the moon landings are going to be real, you were an easier brainwashed person. And again, they snapped you out of it, or snapped you more into it in 72 with Clockwork Orange, which is, again, as I said before, a hypnotic command of two words that do not make any sense. Anyway, back to, if you listen to the original Be Told, the very first ones, what I talked about was the UFO show, which came out in 69, but the productions at Pinewood Studios, the same sets were used from the 2001 Space Odyssey often. It's incredible orange. Now, again, orange, we talked about that earlier, but there's a big fucking there with that particular orange. It's a blood orange in some of the scenes. What does orange do to your psyche? There's a there. It's something to do with hypnosis, guaranteed. Dojo, if you'll have to talk about it in the next conversation. So anyway, the show UFO that was done by the Thunderbirds creator, Jerry Anderson, Jerry and Sylvia. Anderson's there, that is a pseudonym. Not their real name. They come from Hungary originally. I'll just say that, Hungarians. I'll just say that. So basically, you were watching a film telling you an inversion of the truth. that Shadow, S-H-A-D-O, Studios, the secret, were a film studio that was actually a space agency. They were pretending to be a film studio, but they're actually a space agency. NASA is a film studio that is pretending to be a did I get that wrong? I'll say it again. So Shadow, Harlington Studios in UFO was actually a space agency, but they pretended to be a film studio. But NASA is a film studio, and they do own the hugest amount of film production sets in the whole of the world, I do believe. And they are pretending to be a space agency. So there's an inversion in UFO with the show UFO. I also brought up the only person on the, I shouldn't say that word, on the planet that has spotted the smoking gun between Kubrick and the moon landings was Ed Bishop, son of a banker, who was in Kubrick's very first movie, or not first movie, second, he was in one of Peter Sellers' Lolita. He was also in The Mouse That Roared, the British science fiction film about the man that went to the moon and the Russians beat them or whatever. And then he was in 2001 Space Odyssey as an extra, or as a character. And then he played the head of UFO in the movie UFO. There's a big there that you're only going to hear on the most obscure show out there next to the Rick and Rollo show, where we've only got one human listener, one cat, one dog, three lizards and a spider that listen to our show. This has got a couple more, but we're low level down here. So the censorship's, whatever, it's negligible. And we're on a boutique, I'll say it again, boutique broadcasting platform that Joel, the incredible Velocet, pseudonym of Joel, has created. The guy is an expert at sound and packets and technology of the highest magnitude, guaranteed, no arguments entered into. So that's more, this is stuff I've already said before, but in case there's anyone that hasn't heard or got the, slow of thinking, this is what I was saying about UFO. It's tie-in with sets from 2001 Space Odyssey. They were also making moon sets of moon, like moon base sets in 67 to 68, just like 2001 Space Odyssey, and various studios around that have also been demolished now. What a coincidence. They always seem to demolish the evidence. So you cannot, if someone says, well, let's go back and find, no, it's been demolished, those studios, etc. And I'm going to mute for a bit, and I'm going to come back on and do another bit, and then go back to some music, and I'll be back again maybe on Wednesday. And he's back again. You would never have known it if I didn't tell you. So what else can I talk about? Well, one of the things I did, I can't remember I talked about it, possibly not on here, but I was talking about, I've got this book called Real Men Wear Aprons that I found, and it's about the history of the Masons in Australia, I think it is, or maybe, well, but it's by a Mason, and it's a puff piece. It's actually saying how, it's normal, and, it's completely normal that, you dress up in an apron, get on goats, ride it back with a stick knives to your neck, etc. But anyway, I noticed that these old paintings of the Masonic temples on the actual day, that's the die, you call it, D-A-I-S, is it? Die, D-I, whatever. The kind of platform, like with the preacher, the pulpit area on certain thing, is a symbol of L. It's like a straight line O-L or I-O-I, whatever. It probably is I-O-I. It's probably the what we talk about on the Bong of Associations, the 1 plus O plus O plus whatever. But it's on the thing, and I was looking at it going, that looks like LOL. Because if you've looked at the computer, that all of the, particularly almost everything on the Google platform is a 666. It's Masonic aprons for Gmail, blah, blah, blah. G's being used all the time. That's the Masonic thing, number 7, blah, 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 blah. But I was looking at the LOL and I thought, that's LOL. It's, every time you put LOL on the end of a conversation, you're actually putting a Masonic symbol. Now, if you turn it upside down, it is actually an old symbol that's over above and the earth, you know, above below type of thing. It's also something I also picked up on, and Napoleon Wilson, are you listening? Have a look at the TIE fighter, the original Star Wars TIE fighter. If it's hurtling towards you, if you're on Tatooine getting chased by a TIE fighter, that is the same. If, you know, you've got the zero, the two wings. It looks exactly like the LOL. So that was put in there guaranteed. This is a total exclusive guaranteed, as usual, on the Be Told Show. Am I mad? Am I just noticing things? Have I got that thing, not synesthesia? There's a thing of seeing things where you shouldn't see things. Well, I can see things. And a whole lot of other people can too. Let me tell you now. So it's fantastic. There's a lot of people waking up. A lot of people waking up. So I don't sound as loony as I possibly would. Although to friends of mine, so there's no friend that I've got that can listen to this show. Can you imagine? And I know a lot of people. None of them. They just go, the guy is fucking mental. I told you it was mental. Listen to what he's saying now. This is the way it would be. Even my own children. You're in a very lonely spot. Oh. The kookaburra. It's time for the kookaburra. If you can hear that. Yeah, so, that's this LOL, LOL, and the symbol that's on every Masonic pulpit in their weird church setup that they have. Never been into one and probably never will. I'll just say that. No. We'd have to ask IPS. I think he might know. I think he's been to a few. But not me. Would they let me in? I do not think so. Well, they probably would, actually, because I know probably more than most they know about their own fucking cult. Well, I've got the books, Be Told. Now, let's go and check my other notes. So they're the TIE Fighter and LOL and LOL. What is it? There's a there. Total exclusives, as usual, on the Be Told Show. Now, I'm just going to go and have a look at my connotes. I've taken a whole lot of strange stuff. Psychosomatic self-hypnosis. All this psychosomatic help self-hypnosis, and that's the English language. Old, what's his name? And I will talk about this, actually. There is no doubt whatsoever that William Shakespeare, or, in my Manly P. Hall book, Bacon, Sir Francis Bacon, look alike, identical, has so much. I mean, why is it when I go to put someone's house, they've got kids, you're listening to Be Told.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Yeah, back to psychosomatic self-hypnosis. What were my notes there? This is the problem with these bumbers. It just knocks stuff out of my mouth. Head, I mean. Psychosomatic self-hypnosis. So Bacon and Shakespeare. Why is William Shakespeare? And, like, if you have an educated child, they have to be reading Shakespeare. Now, I could not stand Shakespeare. I just used to go, what is this gibberish, you know, forsooth, you know, zounds, et cetera, et cetera. It is weaponized, guaranteed, 100% weaponized. I also didn't get taken in by the Doors. I never got took in by the band, the Grateful Dead. I couldn't stand their music. I knew it was weaponized. Thank God for my attention span. I'll just say that. Or whatever causes me to go, not into that. But Shakespeare, I was like, what the fuck? And it's bored out of my brain. Yet, if you listen to Marty Leeds, and I put him up again, there's some high-level people out there. Marty Leeds really woke me up, you know, 15 years ago or so with his stuff. And he broke down that how much it's ritual, and they keep using the same old patterns. And Shakespeare, particularly in LA, Las Vegas shooting, 100% was full of, from the name Paddock, the demon out of Macbeth, that harangues the witches, the Hubble bubble, tall in trouble. Notice the Hubble telescope, Hubble, be told, they're there, which is not up in space. It's probably on the back of a jet somewhere. I think it is one of those American hot big jets with a massive telescope that takes a lot of the space shots. Midas, Medusa. Why have I written that down? Midas, Medusa, and USA. And USA is an abbreviation of Medusa. I wrote that down. Maybe it is. And Midas, so Midas turns you into gold. Medusa turns you into stone. So obviously there's a there between Midas and Medusa. And if you just muck around with the words, it's very easily done. Again, if you're into, you know, more research. Also, Zorro. Now, I was always looking at that Z that gets, you know, on the great show. It featured Guy, what's his name, fantastic actor, the father of Lost in Space, was Zorro on the American TV series in the 60s. But that Z is a logo. That's the lightning strike at Zion, etc. It's a massive logo. I notice it's being reused again. What was if Jeffrey Inkle, you know, Epstein's farm in wherever it is in New Mexico? It was a Zorro ranch, Zorro, Zoroastria, blah blah blah. A whole lot of. I pick up on these things. I can see the tips of the iceberg, and I know there's an iceberg underneath it. I'm not an expert on that below iceberg, but I know there's a big there, and I use that all the time. We'll talk about New Zealand now. Is going as usual, trialing high level military stuff at the moment. They're calling it some kind of South Nav or some Nav thing, and they're setting up. This massive big, it's from an American military factory that's got a, the logo is actually a pentagram, half a pentagram, whichever that organization is. Anyway, they can now, they're bragging, that this is, again, the government has signed the contracts with this company to do it. And it's, again, supposedly for your mobile phones, etc. Bullshit. But it brags that they can track a human, anything living within 10 millimeters of in any given time, in a split second, using this giant grid system that New Zealand's full of. Now, I could talk about that till the cows come home because I've been into conspiracies for 40-something years. And I know about Harmonic 33 books by Bruce Cathy. I went to see Bruce Cathy a couple of times. The ex-New Zealand Air Force pilot was on about grids. The whole world is a giant grid. He and a good friend of mine who probably doesn't listen, but he's out there in New Zealand, 100% awake. Oh, yes. He actually got off his ass and went and looked at the coordinates on Harmonic 33, talking about the world grid system in 1990-something or other, early 90s. And went into the bush in New Zealand and hiked and found fences around a signal station that had the fencing had been was American fencing, the factory that so they were put up by military. So there is a giant grid system going around the world. There's no satellites. I'm going to have to ruin your life. There is weather balloons only, but the rest of it's ground based. All of it at the moment off the coast of the Winnie. Sydney, they're saying, oh, those giant ships out there, what they're actually doing is rolling out giant amounts of cable. The cable is for the communication network. So people should be asking, how come we've got Elon Musk's amazing Starlink satellites. We don't need to go into space, under the ground anymore, do we? Oh, no. Because there is no fucking Elon Musk Starlink satellites. They're just some kind of weather balloon pattern, some kind of military vehicle flying around with lights dangling out underneath them. Guaranteed. Sorry to ruin this for a lot of people out there, but Elon Musk has not got Starlink satellites producing your 5G because 5G travels about 100 meters, 1 millimeter wave before it needs a secondary signal to send it. So Elon Musk, total fraud. A total fraud. Anyway, that'll probably do it for tonight. I've already blown enough amazing information out there. I'll talk a little bit more about psych wards, as I promised I would. Psych wards, they are still around, they're empty a lot of the time, and they claim that there's no room for people to go into them. Sorry, there's not enough staff to look at blah. It's all bullshit. And what they're doing is they're going around injecting people with psychological issues with basically a cocktail of lobotomizing chemicals that put you in la-la land. And I have one knocking on my door every now and then. A 300-pound ex-ICE addict wanting a ride to his house because he can't walk because his legs are so damaged. And he told me, he said, this is the drug that I'm on. I knew exactly which one because I knew people that had been inflicted with it. And it's basically a antipsychotic that just makes you want to pace up and down and walk around, dribble, basically. So this has been going on. Now, in New Zealand, back in the day, and a good friend of mine, who's a sometime listener, who's disappeared, gone off, I cannot find him, he's disappeared, he's in New Zealand somewhere. He said to me that he remembers his mother was a teacher and they were living in the grounds of this giant, I think it was Cherrywood psychiatric home in New Zealand. Now, when they did an inquiry into that, the abuses there, the government, the media was told, it's so horrific, you're not allowed to publish it. This is the official story. Because he was telling me, his mother used to scare him sometimes and say, if you don't behave, you're going to go into that cage. Like, and there's this kid they were literally putting in a cage with an old mentally ill patient that was in there, and that was the threat. You get locked in a cage with a psychic. And they were doing that with young people in Cherrywood in New Zealand. Now, that also happened. I brought that up. Island that I was talking about last time, that I said it reminds me of Shutter Island because it looks fucking just like it. The abuses in psychiatric centres are beyond, and if you want to find out the truth, ask a ex-psych nurse or a psych person to tell you the stories of what they witnessed. And this, we're going back 50, 60 years, it was even worse. So that they won't even tell you in the media what was going on in them. And that's how evil the powers that be are that run psychiatric centres and the government that run them. So the evil that men do is beyond anything you can ever believe. Actually, probably will go now. But you know, so Cherrywood psychiatric, Cherry something or other, the government suppressed all the findings. The same thing happened with the one that Kidman's father was in charge of, Kilbride Centre in Rosehill Hospital, the deep sleep Chelmsford stuff that I play his music often on Rick and Rollo. Well, not often, but Stevie Wright, Australians, the lead singer from the Easy Beats and other bands, fantastic talent. He got put into Chelmsford, which was also run probably by Kidman. And they experimented on them with deep sleep therapy. And it's the same stuff as that evil Scotsman that was responsible for the Canadian ones and the American ones, Ewan Cameron. If you read into these things, these people are of the highest evil possible. And they're all doctors and all white coat-wearing lab people. The same people inject, put things in the eyes of little baby bunny rabbits and monkeys in cages. This is evil. And an actual empath, and no, I'm not a psychopath, but I'm just going to say that I'm an animal empath anyway. I'll just claim that. I cannot imagine the pain and the horror that these cats, dogs, et cetera, get put through for the well-being of humans. But it's not that we're the well-being of humans. It's actually to find out how much more we can inflict on them, guaranteed. So we're going to go out with a great song, although he does, I don't like the chorus. He starts going about the N-word all the time. Like, why do they abuse themselves so much and have to use that, you know, the N word, nitter, all the time. But anyway, it's a great song. The lyrics are actually really, really, really good. And it's called Psychosomatic. What's it called, actually? I have to tell you. So it's Psychosomatic Inside Your Brain. I was just playing it before. Bleep, 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 bleep. No. It's Pirate Radio by Genesis Owusu, obviously African living in England. Psychosomatic, blowing out your brain. And some of the lyrics in it, though, well, you're one step outside my cranium. Mind has been burnt by blue check mania. Your ping pong brain has been noided, whatever that, like voided, doing dog Nazi salutes, being voided. What did he say, though? I like, there's some part, deep pools of mass hysteria, toupee totalitarians. These grifters grease their palms now. My hands sweat with malice. I bang the gong with a hammer, blah, 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 psychosomatic movement. Anyway, there's some other good lyrics in there, but it's a fantastic song, so I'm going to go out with that tonight, and I'll be back possibly Wednesday night or tomorrow night or next week, whatever. See how we go. So thank you very much, and thank you to Joel out there for producing the Be Told Show. And I'll be back, et cetera. So back to Genesis and his great song. Bye-bye, everybody.
Psychosomatic blowing out your brain. Psychosomatic blowing out your brain. Psychosomatic blowing out your brain. Psychosomatic blowing out your brain.
Life on pirate radio. You stand outside my stadium. One step outside your cranium. I've been burnt by blue check mania. Your ping pong brain been noided. Dog Nazi flutes been voided. You bite my flesh in protest. You know my blood's anointed. Deep pools of mass hysteria. Front flips, mental contusion. Toupee totalitarians. I call them fucking losers. These grifters grease their palms now. My hands just sweat in malice. I bang the gong with a hammer. Blood fingers grip their chalice.
Psychosomatic, blowing out your brain. Psychosomatic, blowing out your brain. Psychosomatic, blowing out your brain. Psychosomatic, blowing out your brain.
Elon's a fucking weirdo. Who gave these incels moolah? Spit out your threats and slurs, kid. I'll show you something crueler. I'll show you something nasty. Inward and deep reflection. These parlies closer to a graveyard than a fucking pension. I pay too much attention. My wallet, skin and bones, yo. How much verification to show you're a fucking bozo? Your Senate, brands and logos flooded with cheap abusers. I ain't scared, I've been digging this grave for decades. I can't wait to use it.
Psychosomatic, blowing out your brain. 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 Psychosomatic, blowing out your brain.
Hey, money can't save you from the ditch, my nigga. No point trying to die rich, my nigga. Touch grass, stay off Twitch, my nigga. Lay low, I'll show you stitch, my nigga. In the UK, smoking packs of an inbred racist. Fuck the king, you know my basis. Aryans like Stark, I'm here, I'm there. I'm the man with a million faces. My tongue on fire, I'm tasteless. Got white tears in my faces. Devil get behind me, these Kanye fans. Fucking up my homeostasis. CRT in the middle of the function. Got hoods, but boy, got